Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the McInerney Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Thank you. out, we must work for this generation. Don't sit and make excuses, playing games with the word of God. Getting married and making babies, doing business and changing jobs. But we are in the fight, a fight to win the loss. You need to get up.
Ooh, ooh. You must fight the fight.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Get up, get up, get up, get up.
Don't give up the fight.
You need to get up.
Stand up.
Get up, brother.
You must fight the fight.
Get up, sister.
Get up, stand up.
You won't give up.
Don't give up the fight.
I say for one today, that is she shared the world. So say baby, I'll twas so na 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 no. What is she going to my head? Is it God today? Cause she share all the world. So say it, they have your torso. More than a na na na. One shred of soul, my head. Today, let's she share all the while. You need to get up.
Get up,
brother.
You must fight the fight.
Get up, sister.
Get up.
Clap your hands for Jesus. I wish I could sing like them, but I can't. So, what a blessing. Wow. Oh. I mean, it's nice. It's nice. I'm enjoying the birthday service already. Oh, yes. Those of you whose neighbors were still sitting down, don't say anything. Just look at them. Don't say anything. No, don't say anything. Just look at them. No, don't say anything. Don't say anything. Just look at them. If this ministration you are sitting down, oh, then chale. But you don't worry, your preaching is coming. Your preaching is coming. Don't worry. Your preaching is coming. But how many of you remember that today we celebrate our father, our prophet, our pastor, our evangelist? Yeah. And I was telling the first service today that one of the beautiful things about being a son to a father is that whatever he has is yours. Whatever he has is yours. And that means that the blessings that God has given Bishop Dagwood Mills and the graces that God has put upon him, you and I, if we are true sons and daughters, we are partakers of those blessings and we are partakers of those graces. So as we celebrate Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and you call him a father, understand that if you are really a son or a daughter to him, you are also going to enjoy the graces and the blessings that God has given us. I was looking at his picture last night and I thought to myself that if I can look like this when I'm 60, it will be a major blessing for me. If I can look like this when I'm 60, it's one of the graces I'm receiving heavily. That if I can look like this when I'm 60, it will be too powerful. But this morning, I want us to spend a few minutes to pray for Bishop Dag Hayward Mills before the word comes. Hallelujah. How many of you believe that it's a good thing? Yeah. So I want you to be on your feet. I want us to pray for Bishop Dag Hayward Mills. And there's a verse that Bishop quotes often, Philemon chapter 1, verse 19, which I want us to just look at as we pray. You know, I want to give you a good reason why you should pray for him, why you should be excited. You know, in many places, when the pastor celebrates his birthday, it's his wife and children who do the celebration. They are interested. It is their father and their husband. But here, it's not like that. So, in every UD church across the world, you see that what we are doing today is also being done there. Why? Because we consider ourselves all children of Bishop Dag Hayward Mills, partakers of the grace that is upon him, partakers of the calling that is upon his life, partakers of the blessings that God has bestowed upon him, children of Bishop Dag Hayward Mills. Philemon 1:19, he says that, I, Paul, have written it with mine own hand. I'll repay it. Albeit, I do not say to thee how thou owest unto me, even thine own self besides. See, Paul was telling someone that, I've said it, I will do it. But he said, let's not even forget that you that I'm talking to, you owe me your very life. You owe me your very life. And you know, some of you, the beauty of it is that you know, you can list on a piece of paper the evil that you would have been doing if you were not standing in the church today. You know. Some of you, even if your mother had the opportunity, she would bring some bordier to the pastor because the troubles that have been lifted upon her. I mean, she and Pa, 31st night, she did not go to the police station. She and Pa, she's in her house. She was able to be in her church service. She cannot believe it. And so many of us owe our very lives to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills. Because without his obedience, without his following the call, without his books, without his messages, without the camps, where would we have been? Where would we have been? The wisdom I have, you know, I was just doing a simple calculation yesterday and I realized that I've been in the church for 29 years. 29 years. 29 years already. And it suddenly occurred to me that the wisdom that I have used for my life is what I have found in the church. It is the wisdom I've used at work. It's the wisdom I've used in my house. Everything. So if anything is working in my life now, you can trace it back to the church, to the ministry, to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills, and the wisdom of God that I've benefited from through him. I'm just trying to explain to you why it's important for you to pray for him today. Yeah. Because, like I told the church yesterday, you may not understand, but as you pray for him, you are praying for your very life. You are praying for your very life. Because one day, a book he has written, a message he has preached, something he will say in passing, a prayer. You should have been here yesterday to hear the testimony of somebody who was delivered from a disease. He tested positive for a sickness, took the prayers and the communion. Afterwards, when he went to test, he was negative. So, instead of you watching useless videos on YouTube, if I were you, I would find a prayer on YouTube by Bishop Dag Hayward Mills. Prayer for grace, prayer for prosperity, prayer for open doors, some 2 minutes with communion, and trust my life to that prayer and allow that prayer to make a change in my life. Because I tell you that this is where God has put you. If God has really made you a son or a daughter of Bishop Dag Hayward Mills, then everything you will enjoy will come out of the graces that are upon the life of Bishop Dag Hayward Mills. So today I want us to lift up our hands and just pray for him. I want us to spend a little time praying for him. I want you to pray that God will protect him. Yes. God will protect his family. God will build a hedge around him. The Bible says that strike the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. We are blocking every strike of Satan in Jesus' name. name. We are commanding that every tongue that speaks evil against him should cleave to the roof of the mouth of the owner of the tongue. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray this morning. Pray for your pastor, for your father, Bishop Dagwood Mills. Pray for him this morning. In the name of Jesus, somebody lift up your hands and pray. Masata kabaya baba. Le mandaya bariebelebebebe. Mania hando. Rikala baba baba. Namandeya baba baba. Kusoto ya mama. Ramahalaya baba. Pray baba baba. For a few minutes, just pray. Le mama mama mama. Pray that God will protect him.
Yes.
Pray that God will deliver him from the plans of Satan. Pray that God will deepen the anointing upon his life. Pray that God will increase the wisdom upon his life. In the name of Jesus. Say a prayer for Bishop Daniel Mills. Pray. Lift up your shepherd before the Lord. Lift up your pastor before the Lord. Mato ribaniale, kreketeniuno, helbeniu, balile, balala, inter, mit andiala baba, rema itmadea balaba, lakono mbere, rinyun bala, halon andiele msoda. Iria bola bandebe, iria bola bandebe, lebe dieba. Ramana ya baba, robala mandia na baba, la balie bele bele bele, akata ya badi ya mama. In the name of Jesus, baba baba, baba la baba baba, rabala ya baba baba, rata ya badi ya bele bele, ramama mama mama mama. Pray for his family. Pray that the Lord will protect his family. That the Lord will build a hedge around his family. That the Lord will shield his family from evil. Pray for his family. Pray. 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 Pray that you will hear God's voice the more.
Yes.
Pray that you will hear God's voice the more. Pray for strength for him to lead the church. Pray for strength for him to lead the church. Pray for strength to lead the church. Bring dala mama.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
We bless you, Lord.
Bless you.
What a blessing to have our Father celebrate 60 Jesus. Years of life.
Yes.
We thank you for everything you have used him for in these 60 years.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
We thank you for the privilege to stand as his children of God. Lord, we pray that you will uphold him.
Yes.
Give him strength, oh Lord.
Amen.
Anoint him, oh God. Increase the graces upon his life.
Amen.
Increase the mantles that he carries, oh God.
Amen.
Lama satakata.
Ah, Jesus.
Anoint him, oh God.
Yes, yes.
Bless
yes.
him, Lord.
Oh, yes, yes.
Let him stand as the shepherd
Michael,
of this church,
Michael,
oh God.
Karadisaka.
Give him grace to lead this church,
yes,
oh God.
Jesus.
Just like you gave Moses.
Mm.
Give him Kalana, what he needs to lead this great army
yes,
of people,
yes,
oh God.
Yes, yes.
To the
yes.
place that you have chosen Jesus. For us to be led.
Yes, Lord.
Help him, oh God,
help
to
him,
build
Lord.
This
yes.
glorious church, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you will grant him to fulfill his ministry.
Yes.
To fulfill his ministry.
Oh, yes.
To fulfill his ministry.
Yes.
Let him one day hear the word, thou good and faithful servant,
yes.
oh Lord.
Good and faithful servant.
Oh, we yes. pray for health, oh God. We commit his body into your hands.
Yes.
We rebuke Satan over his health.
In the name of Jesus.
We rebuke Satan over
yes.
his household.
In the name of Jesus.
We rebuke Satan over
yes.
his family, oh
In the name
God.
Of Jesus.
we declare that every arrow that has been fired towards him falls to the ground right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Yes.
Father, we lift our shepherd before you.
Lord.
Our Father,
yes.
Our prophet, our apostle, our evangelist, our teacher, our pastor. We thank you for his life.
Thank you, Lord.
We say that all the glory be to your name.
Jesus.
For all that you have done in his life and all that you have used him for in 60 years. Grant him many more years in your service. Grant him many more years in the forefront of advancing your church and rolling back the gates of hell.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Father.
Thank you.
And we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody shall say aloud, amen. Oh, I didn't hear amen from this side.
Amen.
Clap your hands for Jesus. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm happy to announce to you that it's time for the word of God. I said it's time for the word of God.
Oh, I said
it is time for the word of God. The word of God that is alive and is powerful. And if there's anything I know, it is that today, as you hear the word, God is about to speak to you and meet you at the very point of your need. Without wasting much time, I want you to join me. Make some noise. Clap your hands. Give the Lord a shout. And let's welcome to this pulpit, the Bishop Edwin Morgan. Oh, go, come on. Make some noise, Shy Service.
Thank you.
Joy we have here. Sound please. The excitement. You see, I'll give you some advice. A piece, just a piece of advice. Live your life in such a way that this is the only place you have your joy. Yay! Don't be here dancing with us and then you have another group you club with. Another group you do your bikini pool party with. Yes, bikini pool party. As we are here, we are all friends. Then you know, too, you have another man in Katamansu. Katamansu. Who squeezes you a little for some happiness.
Come on!
Then you come and join us here for happiness.
Hey!
No. No. This must be the place. And I want us to put our hands together and appreciate the film stars. Beautiful, beautiful foam stars. Clap your hands for the foam stars. Give it up for the King's Choir also. and for the music director of the King's Choir. Yes. Whoever she is or he is. And give a louder hand clap for Redeemed Choir. Today, I'm promising you a show by the Dancing Stars. Yeah. You see something.
Come on!
You wait.
Come on!
Today, you won't go home.
Robert.
I want us to also appreciate our Basenta leaders.
Yeah!
Beautiful people. Today is a very special day, and it's going to be, this service is going to be one of the rites of passage. Today, this church is going to transition to the next level.
Amen, Professor.
Five minutes ago, I saw a girl whose husband should be in this service, but he has not come.
Hey!
Come on! He has not come. This service, today's service, 14th of May, is going to be a service that will end a certain past.
Amen, Professor.
Today will mark the beginning of a new future.
Amen.
For this church.
Amen.
For your life.
Amen.
For our future.
Amen.
We are going to use this service today as the fulcrum, as the engine, as the nidus, as the seed for the next great phase of our life. Last week, a week today, I was appointing pastors. Today, I also want to make a very important announcement. I said, today, we are transitioning to a new church. Now, for some years, for many years, I have been the convener of this denomination. But last week, a new convener was appointed for this denomination. And I am moving to a higher level. So, as I move to a higher level, we are going to build this church. Some of you sitting here who are not doing much in the church, now that I've been promoted, your level also is going to rise. You see, my plan, my mind, my vision given to me by God is that by February, March next year, God willing, every chair here should be full. Yeah. Is it possible? Come and see the empty chairs. Come and stand here. See the empty chairs. See the chairs that are empty here. But under this new commission, even under, as I've been promoted, you should also be promoted. You'll be what?
Bus center leader. I'm a fellowship shepherd now, so I'll be a bus center leader.
Go away. You see, now that I'm not the convener anymore, I am going to have time to build the church well. Oh, yes. I'm going to have time. Ay, 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 ay. I see the church. Somebody's wife, she's copper colored. She's going to sit at the back there. Somebody should be earning about at least your start salary should be 15,000 cedis. And the person who should employ you is sitting at the back there. But he's not here. So we are going to bring him. I'm preaching already. I just saw a girl coming to church in a car. The girl is around here. That car is a gift. Maybe, I don't know whether it's lady or... Then kneel down and let me pray for you. You also call lady. So Thursday was your birthday. Give me oil. This redemption people are here. Father bless lady number one. The car she drives, let it be a gift. Let somebody bless her with a nice car. As she serves you. Yes. Lord, I pray for lady number two. She celebrated her birthday on what, Thursday? Is it Thursday? Father, bless her. Do you have a beloved already? Yeah. Huh? You are now in first year. But first year, you shouldn't have a beloved in first year. When do you want to have a beloved? What year? Like third year. You don't know. Lord, at the right time, send in a young guy with muscles. Lord, lady also wants that prayer, so I'm giving it to her now. A young guy with muscles. Yes. I shouldn't pray that prayer. All right, Lord, lady number two, bless her. Let her desire come to pass. Let today be a beautiful beginning of a new year. Send her gifts. But let this girl's greatest gift would to be the gift of a preacher and a teacher. By that you will empower her for greatness. Thank you for a beautiful beginning for her life. Thank you for these two ladies and what you will do for them. In Jesus' name. Come to the office for chocolate after church. You got a car. So the new church, we are going to build. Now, before I pray for them, I am now a member of the Senex Council. That is the highest body of the church. I am on that board with Bishop Richard Ayi, Bishop Steve Asare, Bishop Obi Komi, Bishop Emmanuel Ntefo, Bishop Ni Ajedu Ama, Bishop Ishmael Sam. We are a few. and we are in charge of the worldwide body of the union. Ladies and gentlemen, it's getting more exciting because the person the Senex Council chose to be the convener of the Makane Church International is our own Bishop Kwabena Asamoah. And I'm very happy about that. He's from the Makane Cathedral. Clap your hands for him. Yes, lift him high, lift him high, lift him high. So, yes. So now, Bishop Kobe is in charge of all the churches in the Makane denomination. All the churches, every church, every bishop, every pastor, every reverend, every chair, every lock, every tree, every member anywhere in the Makane world. Clap your hands for Bishop Kwabena Asamoah. But he says that he still wants to be the diocesan head for the Shaman Diocese. So, Shaman, you still have your pastor. So, the church, so now that I have time, Agrobeso. Because we are going to build the shrine service from town. The whole Accra. From Amasaman. Yeah, to Mutu. Latekra. Yes, yeah. Once our convener says Late, it means that it is happening. Yes. Now, I don't have Makane power. The Makane power is here. So once he says Late, it means we are going. Somebody here is going to be bursting from Latte. And I believe, I see them there. I see girls, I see boys, I see businessmen, I see wives, husbands, two slay queens at the back who are now shepherds. Ex-sleepings at the back there. I see some senior bankers at the back. In fact, an MP is arising from that corner there. That's where he'll be sitting. So if you are here and you want to be an MP, inform us. We'll start praying for you because there should be an MP at the back there. And that MP will be a Basenta leader also. Oh yes. Oh yes. Yeah. A year by now. Yeah, we like MPP parliamentarians, NDC parliamentarians, CPP parliament, everything we like. Equia Donko parliamentarian, anything. I saw a verse yesterday. I sent a text to the person from whom I got the verse. And I thanked him. I said, I have never seen this verse before. Luke 5:15. I said, what is this? He said, Luke 5:15. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him. And great multitudes came together to hear. Yes, I think. And to be healed by him of their infirmity. Say prayer. And he withdrew, yes. He withdrew himself into the wilderness and did what? Rested. And so what? And prayed. I never knew that Jesus prayed after preaching. When he finishes preaching,
he goes to pray. Normally, we pray before we preach. Don't you wait on God for a revelation? Yes, but not Jesus. He prayed before. But after preaching, normally we go and sit down and ask for orange juice. No. After preaching and healing, he went and did what? He prayed. I have never seen. There's a similar one in Matthew. After preaching, he prayed. No wonder his preaching was powerful. Because when we finish preaching, we must pray because the birds of the air come and take the seeds we are. So you are feeling, you are sweating, you are thanking God the word has come. Yeah, what a word, what a message. My bomb message. Hey, Bishop, wave out to me, bomb message. No. When you turn away, the birds. So when you turn away, you must rather go and sit down. Me see, a sorry for free, ye baby see. Empire Bonkwan. Dioceses will wake up 3 o'clock, 3 a.m. in Paibo. We pray 3 to 5, not 4 to 6, 3 to 5. Kai, 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 kai. Do you see this building? We are now going to use it.
Oh, yes.
It's been one of the unused structures. Now we'll be here Saturday, whole day prayer. We'll just leave here out of respect for his presence. Just respect for them. That's when we'll leave here at 7 o'clock. From morning. Aja, on it. Say on it. Sunday. Some Sundays after church. We call it Mispa prayers. Mispa. Mispa prayers. And you watch. You watch. What running around could not do, prayer will do. Clap your hands for Jesus. Yeah. Look at it, look at it, look at it. And when he, clap your hands, I didn't know there were human beings out there. And when he had sent the, look at verse 22. 14:22. The verse before. And straight away, Jesus constrained the disciples to get into a ship and to go to the other side. 21. I want to show you that he had been preaching. 21. This is when he fed. So after miracles, he went to pray. F.O. Ekins. After miracles, look at it. He fed 5,000. 22. He sent the disciples. 23. When he had sent them away, the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to now drink his glucosate. To do what? Drink what? Ahe. To drink what? Asana. To do what? To pray. And when evening was come, he was there. Hello. Tell your neighbor, you are going to start praying. You are not saying it. Say it with conviction. Say you are going to start praying. Say, I am telling you that you will pray. In this era, if you don't pray, you... I want to just highlight on the Great Commission according to Luke. Which the main verse is Luke 24:36. Luke 24:36. Because see, why I'm preaching this on Founders Day is that we are all going. Say we are going.
We are going.
Say we are going. And you remember I've been preaching on the Great Commission. And as they spoke, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, peace be unto you. 37. But they were terrified and affrighted. Is it WASI English? New King James. But they were terrified and frightened, and supposed they had seen a spirit. 38. And he said to them, why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh. Oh, I'm announcing that our LED screen is going to come here very soon. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Ubehu kala. Me say there no. Kala. Catch a unia. Say ubehu kala. You wear LED and now you are bought AC. If you say, you're better. Asorifufro should have new LED. Then we start making move for the AC. Wallahi besamalai, one whom la, one Allah, one and Daniel. Handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have. When he had thus said this, he showed them his hands and feet. 41. But while they still did not believe for joy and marvel, he said to them, have you any food here? So there's nothing wrong with going to somebody's house and asking, have you any food here? Keep quiet. So they gave him a piece of a broiled fish and some honeycomb. Me when I come to, don't give me fish and honeycomb. And he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets, and the Psalms concerning me. And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. As we go into prayers now, your understanding will be opened. You'll understand God's will for your life. Hallelujah. And he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. Go to the next verse. And that, go back, please. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name. That's what I'm preaching about today. Just a few minutes. Today may be the shortest message I've ever preached. 48. Next verse. Oh, okay, go to 47. Go back. Oh, it has frozen. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. 48. And you are witnesses of these things. 49. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. You see, Jesus sent them. And what did he say? The Great Commission, according to Luke, is a commission to open the understanding of people. Wow. You see there. Go back to which verse is that? Is it 47? He opened their understanding. 45. In this era of the Great Commission for shine, we are not going to call people to church. We are going to open the understanding of people. For the first time in your life, you will sit down and explain the Bible to people. And as you are talking, they'll be nodding their head. I'm going to say, receive the teaching anointing. I said, receive the teaching anointing. You will meet them confused, but you will open their understanding. A lot of people, their understanding is closed. But because of the anointing you have received today, Sakatuna Maya Daba Baba, you speak three sentences, and those sentences will not be premeditated. They will just hit you, and you will hit them. The days of anointings for conversions are here now. You are receiving your portion. I said, you are going to open. We are not going to just go and logo them into cars. By the time they are sitting on cars, they have understanding. By the time they are sitting on buses, they understand why they must love God. In fact, some of you, they will never leave you because they will see you as their spiritual father.
Amen.
And that's understanding.
Understanding.
Everyone here, God is going to give you something, online. I'm talking to you. God will touch you. Some of these things, it's not forms you fail. God will tell you. Like, I want to preach at a place recently. I've never had a convention for 4 days before. Never. Never. 4 days. I was there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And it's one of the most powerful conventions I have ever had. Can you believe that when I finished, God told me to go back to the place on Thursday to teach the bus center leaders? There are some things. They are not legislated. They come from the inner musings of the supernatural river flowing in your belly. Inner musings. Not everything is told you. You will tell the person, I will spend 5 sessions with you, like a physiotherapist. I'll meet you 5 times. By the time I am through with you, your understanding of God's will for your life would have been opened. This new church we are building is not touch and go, operation break and go. No, it's break and stay. Break and what? You will stay with them until they can understand the scriptures themselves. Receive the anointing to unravel the mysteries of the word of God. Yes. It is a commission to open the understanding of people. Number two, the great commission is to preach repentance. Is there? Where is it? Repentance. It's in that. Is it that? Repent. Is it 44? Check. Look for it for me. Help me with it. 47. And that repentance. Can you clap your hands for Bishop Dagi? This book is too much. It's not good. It's too much. It's too much. It's too much. Do you know something? Can I tell you something? Repentance is now a word we don't hear often in church. We don't hear it. We don't hear repentance. So we are in the church with our girlfriends. To repent means to turn around. It means what? It means to make a U-turn. Like you are going this way. I repent. I'm going to fornicate in your baby's house. Your baby. Say your baby. Then I meet somebody who preaches to me. Then I turn around. And I'm now going to Reverend Akins to kneel down for him to pray for me. But up until now, you still go and fornicate with your baby. From today, we are going to preach. Stop listening to unbeliever music. That's the ministry we are going to do now. We are not going to just come to church. Come and hear my pastor. Let's go to church. Is the Basanta meeting ready? Are your clothes ready? No. We are going to preach what? Repentance. Any girl in love with a girl will stop. I shouldn't say it. any boy here. When you see some boy's buttocks and it's moving, then you are licking your lips. Say repentance.
Repentance. Turn around.
You have watched pornography. You are now a Basenta leader in the pornography watches. No, there was a brother in the choir, not in this church, you know, in a choir. He was the one distributing links to pornography. Not on this stage. Because we don't know that the gospel is a gospel. You see, you preach repentance. That's one of the things we preach. Rather, mommy, pastors today are preaching remission of sins. That's what pastors today are preaching. That if you come to God, He will wash your sins. Whatever you do, there's grace. There's a new message of grace that says that you and I, are you married? I'm also married, but we can fornicate. There's grace. The way this girl says the grace is like SU grace. Grace is sufficient. But you don't jump to remission of sins without preaching about repentance. That stop it! No repentance, no remission of sins. I said the new church is a church where we have stopped listening to unbeliever music. We have stopped listening to Wiz Khalifa and Black Sharif and Kwame Eugene and your friend is Don Jazzy, Don Jazzy. In the new church, it's first love music. Take my life and let it be. I've been a Christian for so many years, serving the Lord and working in the church. That's a new church. Mommy, I said it's a church of repentance. You can't sit here when you are still sleeping with the deputy manager of Moon and Stars. Somebody's breast was in your mouth on Sunday. And now you have come, you are singing solo in the church. You are singing the Lord thy God in the midst of thee. When Nepal was in the midst of your mouth, it's mighty. I shouldn't say it because I'm a priest. Because there's grace. There are boys here. You say you are a Christian. From last Sunday to this Sunday, your fingers have removed some of these panties before. You've done this. You have de-dross a girl as you are here. But from 14th May onwards. You didn't hear me? I said from 14th of May. From Founders Day onwards. It is repentance. I said repentance. I said repentance. As a repentance. And how can you preach repentance when you have not repented? Mommy, we are not going to build a new church as we are like today. Today we are here with fornication. There's pornography on our people, on members' phones. No, the new church, you yourself, there'll be no Kwame Eugene on your phone. There will be no Miss V on your phone. There'll be no, your friend is saying that. Joe Bite. Confo Quade. Daddy B. Cardi B. So you will remove those things. I'm sure you have some on your phone. Hey, no, say it well. Hey, no, say it well. In the new church, there's no nonsense on our phones. I said, no, we are pure. We are going to build the new church with purity and holiness and righteousness and prayer. Clap your hands for Jesus. Repentance. Turn around. Stop it. Stop it. Tell your friends. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. We don't do that here. We don't sink and fornicate. Stop it. Number four, the gospel according to Luke. The Great Commission according to Luke is a commission to preach the remission of sins. That's why we are here. I mean, think of it. How can someone like me be a pastor? You have no idea where I've been. Not good. But that's why I'm telling you. No matter your abortions, no matter the homes you have destroyed, no matter the... I remember one day, a farmer chased me. Even I remember it, Atia, it's called Atia. He lives in my area. Look, Father, forgive me. No, I've prayed already. Look, we took sacks. We harvested his sugarcane. Sacks. In the night, 12 midnight, we start. We close at 3 a.m. That's why when I'm standing to do flow prayer, I don't mind, because the things I've done in the night, it's not leading prayer that I'm now going to start. Yes. We clear these things. And then one afternoon after school, he almost caught us, because we now took the sacks to his, I don't know what it was, santum, it's potatoes. Yes. It's potatoes. Yes. Not sweet potatoes. It's a type of potatoes. Yes. Santum. We take sacks and harvest a man's. No, I was not hired. It was internal engines. No, we take it and then we go up to the sixth floor of my father's house and we boil it.
Come on now.
Remission. Say remission. Say remission. You are saying, hey, you, what have you done? What have you done? But I thank God that now I don't steal sugarcane again. I don't smoke again. I don't steal santum again. May you also one day say, I used to sleep with boys, but I have stopped. Receive the anointing to stop. And that's what we preach. We say, you see, as I'm preaching to you, I say, don't feel bad. The blood of Jesus that flowed from the cross, it is a blood that washes you. Remission of sins means that it's not counted against you. It's taken away. Whatever you've done, the only problem is that if the man is still with you, if he is still calling you on your phone, if last night you were chatting with him, then there's a problem. But if you have stopped, then there's remission. Say, I've stopped. Tell three people, I've stopped. Three people. Say, I've stopped. Tell him that you have stopped. Tell him that you have stopped. Have you stopped? She can't say it. You stop what? You have just started. You say you have stopped. The Great Commission is a commission to all nations. I see you traveling. I said, I see you traveling. Today I was looking through my pictures and I saw a picture. I was on a boat with Prophet on River Seine in Paris. And we're looking at the building. We saw Notre Dame Cathedral. Oh, not as a doctor, not as an accountant, but as a pastor. You bought a plane to go and sing somewhere. And you bought a plane to go and preach somewhere. But before you go, you have to cross the street to go and preach. I see you moving to another community. Gabby, go and preach. It's to all nations. All nations. I am now officially announcing that you are no more a local boy. Amen. I say you are no more a local boy. Amen. I see you in Italy. Amen. You go to Nigeria. Amen. You go to Togo. Amen. To do what? To go and fornicate with your boyfriend? Oh. To preach the gospel. Introduce yourself as an international apostle. apostle and preacher. Introduce yourself. And finally, the Great Commission is a commission with the power of the Spirit. Power. That is, are you listening to me? How many of you feel that based on your background, you need power? Based on the things following you. How many of you feel that you need some power, 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 power? Power to fight them things. Power to fight them devils. Receive power if your hand is up. As I receive power if your hand is up. Look at that, look at that, look at that. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarries he in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power. I see you being enfired. I see you being empowered. I see you being engraced. I see you being anointed. Receive power now. When you go about preaching, the power that wants to make you a lesbian is broken into pieces. How can you be in a church with a boy like this and you are falling in love with a girl? Have you not seen him? You've not seen him? As a nearest girl, are you all right at all? Are you correct? Say power. Some of you girls will need power to marry. Oh yes. Take it now. Because in your family, the women, they don't marry. They only get pregnant in the area just DHL and spams and what's happened. But in your life, you will be the first wedding in your family. As a, the first wedding among your siblings. Receive it now. But even if there are weddings, there have been weddings in your family, yours is going to be the nicest. Your wedding will be in the garden. And then at a certain point in the wedding, we'll release 28 doves. And when you are going to your hotel for the wedding night, we'll be following you with trumpets. Say power. Mommy, there are some families, every firstborn male is a drunkard. But not your son. Say, not my son. Say, not my son. Power. You can't live on this earth without power. You are going for a job. And you are going with your certificate. While she has taken her own to Novoto. You are interviewing with two other guys and both of them are wearing beads. I said both of the guys are wearing beads and you are going with 10 fingers. No, there is power for soul winning which will go to the interview with you. There is power for church building which will go to the interview with you. Receive power. Stand to your feet. Today, the announcement is that something new has been born in your life. I myself, I was praying for somebody here and I received an impartation. I felt that something had entered me. Like the new position I'm occupying, I will be great and wise at that level. That's why You must connect yourself to the church well. Because see, as God is lifting us, can you imagine if I move your head up, your arms are also going to go up. Even your toes will go up. Once you are connected, as I rise, you rise. As our Father rises, we rise. As He promotes us, you're also being promoted. Somebody, I saw 16th, position number 16th in your class. But after this 14th May, you are moving to third. I said, you are, there's a student here. I said,
Professor,
you are moving to third.
Professor.
I said, you are moving to third.
Amen.
I want you to clap your hands, Professor, that God is going to use you to build the church. To build the church.
Use me, Lord.
Clap your hands.
Use
God
me.
Is going to use you.
Yes, use me.
To build a center. Clap your hands. To build.
Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord.
Close your eyes and bow down your heads today. I want to pray. There's someone here. Today is the new beginning. No, today is 14th May. Our pastor was born today. And you also, today, you are going to be born spiritually today. You are not born again. You want to say, Pastor, today I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. Pastor, I want to be born again. Pastor, I want to love the Lord. Every eye closed and every head bowed. I'm so glad that this is not the church God called us here to build. I'm so glad that a new church is about to be born here. Yes, 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 yes. And in 1 hour or two, as we start praying, I'm going to share prayer topics with the diocesan heads. Yes, I'm going to share prayer topics. Everybody is going to pray. I want you to right now bow your heads. But I want to say, Pastor, I want to be born again. I want to know Jesus. I want to love the Lord. Everybody standing. Everybody standing. You want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want a new life. I want to start a new life. If you are here, and on this 14th of May, you also want to be born spiritually, the way our pastor, Bishop Dagwood Mills, was born. Today will be your spiritual birthday. Lift your hand. I want to pray for you right now. It's your day. Yes, lift it high. It's also your spiritual birthday. Lift your hand high. It's the day you were born, spirit. Lift it high, 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 high. As we close, lift your hand. You want to be born again. You want to be born again. Lift your hands high. And as your hand is up, if it's up, then come to me right now. Come, take your phone, take your Bible, and come here. Come here. Come to me now. Come. 14th May. Day of salvation. A day of salvation. There are some 5 people who should be here. Today is 14th May. There are some 5 guys. I'm calling you. 5 guys. 5 guys. Come. Come here, my dear. Come. Who else is coming? Founders Day. Who else is coming? Who else is coming? Who else is coming? Father, we thank you. Lift your 2 hands. Lift your 2 hands. Lift your hands. I'm leading you to pray. And I want you to pray this prayer after me. Everyone. Say this prayer. Say, Heavenly Father, today, I surrender my life to you. Please receive me. Make me your child. Wash my sins.
Wash my sins.
Cleanse me.
Cleanse me.
I repent of all my sins.
I'm sorry.
I've not done well.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me. Receive me, Lord.
Receive me, Lord.
As your son.
As your son.
As your child.
As your child.
As your daughter.
As your daughter.
As your own.
As your own.
I'm not going back.
I'm not going back.
I'll walk with you.
I'll walk with
you. I'll give my all to you.
I'll give my all to
you. I'll serve you.
I will serve you.
And enjoy this beautiful life.
Enjoy this beautiful life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. Amen. Congratulations. But this prayer is the first, it's like taking the first step on a journey to Kintampo, walking. But I've got pastors. Look at them. Come and stand here. They can't see you. Come this way. Please climb. Come. Climb here. You see them? They are waving their hands. They are going to teach you. If you have questions, you can ask them. Apart from them, your diocese, sorry, you don't understand, where you came from, pastors from there are coming to visit you and help you to grow and to be stable. Some of you are pastors. Some of you are reverends. Some of you are prophets. It's a new day. It's a new day. So let's go right now. Let's go to our pastors. Clap your hands for them. Keep clapping. Keep clapping. Clap your hands for them. Don't stop clapping. Beautiful. Everything here is beautiful today. Beautiful. One day, may they hang your flag somewhere and celebrate you.
Amen.
Keep clapping your hands. Take out your communion. Today, as we eat, you are going to be one with the body.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Are you aware there are attempts to remove you from this family?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. You don't know? Ah, there's a girl coming for you. Ah. Everybody standing to your feet, please. There's a malam who has targeted you.
Jesus.
No movement. Those who are going out, come back and sit down. Come back. The two of you, come back. Yes, Reverend Akins, you need to appoint campus guards. When we are having a church service, when I was coming from first work, there were many people outside there. I'm talking about new people with big bodies. Like Osam, for instance, you stop leading worship and go there and be a campus guard. Or when he finishes worship, then he goes out. We need bouncers. You know, you may not know, but there's a lot of nonsense outside your service. If you like, you just, you know, anyway, it won't happen next week. I've said next week, go and see. But because you are eating this communion, you stay in church when we're having church service.
Amen.
You will join the worship.
Amen.
You won't roam about.
Amen.
Some of you, by the time the service is over, you've gone to toilet four times. Why? Do you have HIV?
Hey.
Set the body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
I love the body of Christ.
I love the body of Christ.
I love the family of God.
I love the family of God.
I'm a part of this body.
I'm a part of this body.
Forever and ever.
Forever and ever.
I'll stay here.
I will stay here.
I'll enjoy it.
I'll enjoy it.
It's my heritage.
It's my heritage.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
Eat it.
Over you, oh, yeah.
Lift your cup. It represents the blood. What does it mean? Sacrifice.
Jesus.
The new church we are going to build will require sacrifice. You do more, more hours,
yes,
more energy,
yes,
more effort,
yes,
but the church we build will be beautiful.
Amen.
Yes, shine will not be this little church service
Jesus.
Here.
Jesus,
it will be a fat church.
Amen.
With canopy, even the regional heads alone, their churches will be a different
Amen.
Story. Lift your cup. The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Let's drink it. Lift your hands. Father, bless us.
Amen.
Increase us.
Amen.
Equip us.
Amen.
Anoint us.
Amen.
Stabilize us.
Amen.
To remain committed and connected.
Oh, yes.
To this great blessing
Jesus,
of service.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
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 Clap your hands. Let's welcome Reverend Akins to close us.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makenere Cathedral near Valley View University, OUB, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.